You guys have to understand that I come from a very dark past. And by dark, of course, I'm referring to my drug use. I was on everything. At one point, the only good vein I had was between my toes. Crystal meth, I'm not sure if any of you guys can relate to it. Grandma, I've seen your teeth. Maybe you can or can't. But the Lord says, don't judgeth upon what happens, but what happens upon what can't be judged. Which means, yes, I may have been through a point where I was sucking dick for money. But that day when I woke up face down in that snowbank, I didn't know where I was. I didn't even know who I was. And I remember squinting because I was being blinded by this bright light. Couldn't see a thing. And when I finally opened my eyes, I saw Jesus.
You saw Jesus?
Oh, I saw Jesus. He was in Mary's arms in a nativity scene in St. Michael's. And I wept. But they weren't tears of pain. These were tears of joy from having found my path, of course.
So, Father?
Call me Bick, please.
What made you decide to go into the military?
That's a great question. Some people are called on to serve God. Others are called to serve our country. Those who are chosen to serve both, they're called army chaplains. I got a two-way call from the big fellow himself.
The priest in the military.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Do they have a don't ask, don't tell policy on child molesting?